This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Computer security experts around the world are racing to patch one of the worst software vulnerabilities discovered in years. That critical flaw in an open-source utility is widely used by government and industry as well. Around the world, the Internet's on fire right now. That's according to Adam Myers, a senior vice president of the intelligence cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike, saying that people are scrambling to find a patch. Untold millions of servers have the Java language code installed in it, and it's used by Apache servers to log user activity. Cybersecurity experts say users of the online game Minecraft have already exploited it to breach other users by pasting a short message into a chat box. A British appellate court has opened the door for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to be extradited to the United States. The High Court in London Friday overturned a lower court that found Assange's mental health was too fragile to withstand incarceration in the United States. A judge earlier this year refused a request to extradite Assange to face spying charges over WikiLeaks publications of secret military documents a decade ago. The judge said Assange was likely to kill himself if held under a harsh U.S. prison condition. The appellate court ruled Friday the U.S. assurances were enough to guarantee Assange would be treated humanely. Fiance says that his lawyers will seek an appeal. This is VOA News. Prosecutors at the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell have completed presenting the case against the British socialite, accused of sexually abusing teenage girls with her late companion, financier Jeffrey Epstein. Earlier Friday, key accuser Annie Farmer testified that Maxwell and Epstein forced themselves on her during a 1996 visit to Epstein's sprawling New Mexico ranch when she was just 16 years old. Maxwell has denied the charges that she groomed underage girls for Epstein, who is said to have killed himself in jail 2 years ago. Lawyers say the government is making her a scapegoat for alleged sex crimes committed by her one-time boyfriend and moved immediately for judgment of acquittal Friday afternoon. The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday left in place Texas' ban on most abortions, offering only a glimmer of daylight for clinics in the state to challenge the nation's most restrictive abortion law. That decision, little more than a week after the court signaled it would roll back abortion rights and possibly overturn its landmark Roe v. Wade decision, was greeted with dismay by abortion rights supporters, but praised by opponents. Five conservative justices, including three appointed by former President Donald Trump, formed a majority and to limit who can be sued by the clinics, a result that both sides said probably will prevent federal courts from effectively blocking that law. The United Nations is now urging concerned action by member states to reduce the tragic death toll of migrants around the world. Dozens were killed in Mexico when a crowded truck overturned on Thursday night. The International Organization for Migration said in a statement released Friday, 55 reportedly Central American migrants died, more than 100 were injured. The single deadliest incident for migrants in Mexico since at least 2014, when the agency began documenting deaths. And survivors of that horrific truck crash in Mexico that killed 55 migrants and injured more than 100 recounted from the hospital beds how their location inside the truck determined who lived and who died. Those unlucky enough to be riding jammed against the fragile walls of the freight container almost certainly died. That's according to the survivors. Those in the middle of the pack group survived. Fire remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.